Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
KFHFO. This is Kilo 8 Papa Lima Mike. How do you copy? KF8DFO, Kilo 8 Papa Lima Mike. Do you copy? KF8DFO, Kilo 8 Papa Lima Mike. How copy? T-D-8-O-O-E. CFO, Kilo 8 Papa Lima Mike, do you copy?
KF8, CFO, monitoring.
Kilo 8 Papa Lima Mike, KF8, CFO, do you copy?
Yep, we are on 23, just crossing the east of Sobel, making good timing. How are you doing?
Good, Spencer tells me you weren't on the Guilford repeater.
No, I've been on the Guilford repeater the entire time. Reception's not as good today as it was coming up, which is weird because my car is facing towards Bay City, so I don't know what that's about.
A lot more moisture in the air in the morning, and so it sucks up the radiation. Anyway, no problem jumping. You got out in and out real quick.
No problems with dumping. I made a slight error. I kind of hit the curve coming out of that, so hopefully the tire is going to hold.
Oh, tires are meant to take a little beating. By the way, you probably should get those changed for this year. It'd be a good idea to a brand name. And remind me to fix that table for you. I got some wood. I got some long stainless steel screws. We'll fix that up for you so you don't have it sagging anymore in the future. We just forgot all about it.
Yeah, no worries. We were fine. It was a good camping trip. We had a great beach day yesterday. It was 80 degrees, so that was really nice.
Copy that. All right, good. I'm glad you had a good trip. Let's see, it's beautiful here in Midland. Absolutely gorgeous morning, for one. And we look forward to you guys coming home.
Yeah, sounds good. We went to Auggie's by the Bay. I've always wanted to go there. Never have, so I took the opportunity to go there in the morning. It was a lot of fun.
What is that, a restaurant?
Yeah, there's a restaurant right on 23 that faces the bay, and they're known for breakfasts. We're always in a rush leaving as a kid and usually when we're just by ourselves, so I never been able to go there. So we finally got to go, and it was really good. It's a hole-in-the-wall breakfast place.
your mom and I went there. It's that white building right on the bay, and it's really like from the 1960s type of decor on the inside.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's decor or that's just the way they've kept it, but yeah, no, it's like Cheers. Everybody knew each other. It was fun.
Copy that. If you can help me with the cover today, I'd appreciate it. I think I text you guys on the group text.
Okay. Yeah, we can definitely do that. I got to pull over. One of the flaps came open.
All right, and I'll talk to you later. KFA, CFO, Julie, Papalim, and Mike. I'm monitoring.
Sounds good. Thank you. KFA, CFO, I'll continue monitoring this frequency. KD8, all east. Hey, this is KF8BFO. How are we doing today?
Oh, could be better, could be worse, but that's how it goes.
First is your money, then your clothes.
We're headed... got her laughing anyways. We're headed across, what is it, 46? 46, headed towards Saginaw. We're about 9, 10 miles out. Getting on the E-Way and heading up to Boeing. So, we're, I got to drop her off for a bridal shower, and then I'm going to string up a wire and work 40 up through 20 and maybe 10 if the band's doing anything spectacular above 20.
And that sounds good, yes. We're just coming back from a camping trip in Tawas, headed southwest on 23, and seeing if anyone's on the band.
Right on. I love it up here. That's a nice place. It's got a it's got a whole lot more people in it now, I think, touristy than it did before, but still a really, really nice place, and you can get into to the Guilford from there really well with a 7500 Super Gainer 7500 and cheap Chinese, Chinese clone of a 7500 and a cheap Chinese 20-25 watt plug them in the cigarette lighter rig. You can do that really well. The 7900 gets in there even better yet, but it's really susceptible to high winds, and get on 75 and really put the hammer down. It don't like it, and it don't like smacking things either, I found. I bought like three of them. That's why I don't own a real one, because I think I'd cry if I broke a real one.
I hear you, yes. I'm running my Yaesu. I have the antenna kind of clamped right onto the hood. And it works pretty well. I mean, I just chatted with my father in Midland. And the only issue I would say the antenna on the hood is I kind of get kind of a beam effect when I'm transmitting. But yeah, the Guilford repeater is really nice. Pretty much covers most of the area.
I got to meet whoever's in control of how this link works and talk to them. I don't want to quiz them too much here, because we've had people get on here and try to remote them and do all sorts of weird stuff. And once in a while, a baby gets a hold of a radio. It is comical. I love it. Thank God we're self-policing. But some of that stuff, when you get people running around wearing eye patches, gets a little ridiculous, because it's isn't really that hard to get a tech license. I mean, it's hard. They don't just give it to you, that's for sure. But how's the weather looks good where I'm at, all the way up to where you're at for sure. And I would say you're probably dealing with about the same temperatures. What do you got? We're like 67 Fahrenheit here on the edge of Saginaw.
Yeah, we're facing around 56 degrees because we're really close to the lake, so you get that lake effect. But yesterday was 80 degrees on the beach, and so that was a good time.
Holy crap, I gotta get a fishing license. This is Tawas. We weren't up there too long ago in Tawas, but that's a definite nice weather, 80 degrees. Supposed to get hosed a little bit today towards the later of the day, so we got in the bees this morning and we inspected 26 colonies, 28 colonies. 26 of them were mini mating nukes. They look like a soda pop cooler, six-pack soda pop cooler. And then we were doing a few other things around there before we left. But enough of the old guy weather report and the old guy bee stuff. I was hoping my buddy Phil would get on here because I wanted to discuss a few things with him about the split colonies. He's also a beekeeper. I got him into radio. He was going to do it anyways. Let me catch some time. Hope I didn't purple crystal a repeater system. But he was going to do it anyways, but I met him at the bee club, and I had a walkie-talkie with me, and it went bonkers, man. But within about a year's time, he was all the way up to an extra, and I said, geez, Phil, don't make me look stupid now. It took me years to do this.
Well, we got mason bees this year in our backyard. My son would love to start having a bee colony, and we would love to do it too. But we live in the city of Midland, and they are pretty strict about that.
Right, the Farm Act, you can usually run anywhere from 2 to 6 colonies without them giving you any slack. And then the way I do it, that would get you 4 to 12. With the split colonies, and nobody's none the wiser because it's just a colony of bees, right? Even though it's got 2 queens in it, there's ways of doing it, but you can get away with a couple, and they'll let a couple slide, but you don't want to try to run 50. I did that once and got a few people excited. I got like 85 gallons of honey that year, though. I didn't know where to put the stuff. I had so much of it.
Yeah, bees are extremely fascinating. Always fun to watch, always fun to learn about them.
Look at that conversion, man. Boy, that'd be a fun one to put together. It's got an LS in that. What was I saying? Before the squirrel caught my eye. The municipalities. See, when you get too crazy, you get trouble, right? But if you have a couple, it's like having a few hens. They'll let that slide, as long as you don't have them roosters. And they'll let it slide until it becomes a serious nuisance. Like if your yard looks like a fog with bees, that's a little overboard. Even though I love bees, I love keeping bees, I understand the fears. And if you're bringing in bees from south, sometimes those fears are legitimate because those bees down there can end up with Africanized genetics, and that's not cool. But they don't like to say no because that also opens up the door. You know, everybody that knows about the Western honeybee, even though it's an invasive species, they know that it pollinates 80% of the pollinatable, I guess that's probably not a word, but of what they eat that needs pollination.
Yeah, I know. Midland's kind of a strict city, but hey, if I can do a split colony or something small, I know my son and I would have a lot of fun with it.
Look up the work of Michael Palmer. YouTube it. Michael Palmer, 4x4 or 4-frame nucleus colonies. You keep an excluder on the top. There's a queen on each side, and it makes a lot of brood. You'll be doing a lot of splits. Selling off 5-frame nucleus colonies, and that will help support some of your hardware because a nucleus colony is $175 for a plastic coroplast with 5 frames, and only 3 of them need to be filled with brood or populated, you know. And you don't want to go much more over that anyway. 60% in the the colony gets a lot of CO2 in there from the breathing and the heat and all the, and just not enough room. And the workers decide whether or not that queen stays or goes. They have a vote on it, and she'll fly away with 75% of the goods. 50% of the workforce, 75% of the goods, and they'll make a dozen queens in there to replace her, and then they fight to the death, and sometimes it kills all of them.
Well, if he's taking off with 60% of the workforce and all the goods, just sounds like the industry in Michigan, but I'm used to that.
Yeah, it's a direct vote. There's no, what do they call that, electorate? They have a direct vote, buddy. And sometimes that type of voting system causes a loss for the whole crowd. Yeah, that old queen gets shipped. They skinny her up, starve her till she can fly. But there's things around that, too. But the Palmer 4 over 4 nucleus colony is really the way to go. You end up with nice bees, healthy bees, and you can pull frames of brood after frames of brood and still take a punch into winter. And they share the center wall, so they share the heat. And then you just put excluders over the top. I separate them, the excluders into two, and then they fill the honey supers just the same. Matter of fact, you do a little bit more, because you get more than 200%, because they share the workforce between them, and they force both queens to just raise a stupid amount of bees. So it's just better all around, I think. But it's interesting. There's some ants that are pretty interesting, and there's ants that make honey, but I'm not interested in ants.
I'll have to definitely look that up, Michael Palmer, and do my research. That'd be a fun thing to do. And yeah, I don't think I'd be interested in ants making honey. I already have too many ants in my backyard as it is.
Ants aren't really useless. They've got a function. So I try not to kill too many unless they're in the weaker bee boxes. Then I'll spike some of that brood from the Palmers and put them in there to build them up real quick, because those bees will take care of those ants.
In our Mason bee box this year, we discovered that the carpenter ants were going into the Mason bee box and stealing the pollen for the actual brood of the Mason bees, so we had to kind of fend off the carpenter bees so the Mason bees can get a good chance.
Well, ants, they do love pollen, any kind of protein. And there's a lot of different bees that make small quantities of honey. Bumblebees, many of them make small quantities, but they all need that pollen to make brood. And a lot of people tell you, oh, Western honeybee is just, you know, horrible. They're invasive, but any solid beekeeper will tell you, look, we're promoting those other bees as well. And well, they taste from those bees. Now, look, if you had to, you know, the Mason bees, any of those bees that are out there pollinating, if you had to rely on those 100%, they wouldn't get the job done. And the people running their mouth wouldn't be able to stuff their cake hole full of food. They, you know, they could eat wheat and corn and everything that pollinates by shifting back and forth. They ain't going to get any fruit and nuts.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I think we would definitely get Western honeybees if we did that. You know, I mean, they're the most docile, I think, of any of the honeybee species. So that's good.
Yeah, KB8OE, I do some class type stuff, but I know there's smarter guys than me out there, so I'm not gonna. I do introductory stuff. I really need to study more on mic control and hygienics. Bees, really focusing a lot on their attitude and how fast they can multiply, but I've got hygienic bees right now, and this is the the genetics that I'm pulling from, and I got a graphing class I'm going to next week on Saturday. But, you know, I'm sideliner. I'm not professional. It's still, it's just above a hobby for me, and it's turning into a sideliner thing. But if you're interested, I monitor this repeater just about 24/7.
Hey, at ABSO. Yeah, no, hey, I appreciate that. You know, I will definitely, in the future, maybe have a little little hive in the backyard, which would be fun, no doubt.
I cheated and used the subfloor, the 500-day no-gall Advanced Tech 3/4 subfloor to make a lot of my hardware. You coat it real good, it lasts for a long time. I got some that I've used for years that I never even bothered painting that are starting to fail now, but they'll probably go quite a bit longer when I coat those, but all the new ones I'm assembling are getting a coating on them, and just check out his design. The Don and a couple of other large companies sell them now, and they don't give his, they don't even credit his name or anything, although he's the first one I've seen do that with a standard 10-frame bottom that'll fit a 10-frame super on the top of it. All the 10-frame hardware fits over top. That's the nice part. I try to keep it uniform.
That's awesome, man. It's a whole knowledge that has to be cool to have, and it's important that we keep that knowledge set going in our society.
I'm at least 3 generations deep in this stuff. I didn't have a lot, and those guys died off before I really had a chance. But the knowledge of some of the equipment and stuff was there. But they didn't have these stupid mice until 1987. We've got a worse mite heading at us called the Tropolalaps, and it's going to devastate agriculture.
No, that sounds good. That sounds good. I'm starting to lose your signal a little bit, so we're either drifting apart or there's some interference being ran. But I will still be on this frequency for the duration of the trip. KFAPFO.
Yes, you're at 75 and 10. Near the interchange of I-75 and 10 going to Midland.
Yeah, I'm still on just 23 southbound.
Oh, all right, I know where you're at. Yeah. Yeah, it might be a little patchy. This super gainer does a good job. I can't complain. All right, I'll yell for you maybe in a little bit. We've got we're heading up to Boeing City. I want to see if I can hit Mackinac. From there, I might twist I brought the 7900 with me, so I might just twist the 7500 out. And I swept the 7900, so I'm pretty sure the stand and wave looks good. I swept it on both bands with a antenna analyzer. Got a graphic display digital, a nice little analyzer. Uh-oh. Got a couple bikes. There must be a bike broken. All right, 73. Nice hearing from you. And like I said, I'm on here. I monitor it. I get on, I talk too long, and then I don't get on for days.
KFAPFO. Yeah, no, it was great chatting with you. Really great chatting with you, 73. Take care of yourself, and we'll chat soon.
Right on, 73. This is KB8OOE.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KB8OOE.
KFABFO, we are on 75 now. You're coming in really good.
Man, we're just about to 188 exit where 23 splits off.
Yeah, we're about, I think, 20 miles on 73, and we exit, but yeah, just as I predicted, 75 is pretty packed.
Looking at that side, I'll probably cut across and go the back way through Bay City on the way back. I don't know. We'll see. It depends on how loaded up it is. I don't like getting south of Bay City on there. On 75 on this the end of the weekend like this.
I don't like 75 south of Bay City. No matter what day it is, I always find it overwhelming with just the amount of traffic, but that's the way it goes. But the back roads, you know, when my sister lives in Detroit, so when we take the back roads, it's actually really a pretty drive.
There's not an awful lot of people heading north right now, probably the elderly folks that are going retirement, maybe some disabled. There's a few campers here and there, but for the most part, it's passenger cars, and they're just a-moving. They're going, yeah, going to bridal showers. They're going faster than me, and I am cooking. I'm 11% above, so they're maybe they'll catch the flak going ahead of me like that.
Yeah, there's nobody headed north on 75. It's all southbound. So yeah, I'm pretty sure it's all the retirees, whatever. Retirement means, I'm not sure, I'm a millennial. So yeah, it's easing up a little bit.
Boy, what a beautiful day to be on the road heading north, south, east, west, anything. Head north mostly.
KFA Beaverville, yeah, we have our next camping trip in Wilderness State Park. I'm looking forward to that trip. That'll be northbound all the way.
Which one is that? That sounds like it's named like that one up there by Chaseville.
Wilderness State Park, it's like 20 minutes west of Mackinac City in the middle of nowhere. Very, very rugged-like.
I think that one up by Chaseville Sleepers. They got a couple of them up there. Sleepers is the big one, but I like, where I camp, it's pretty primitive. You hand pump the water. I've got it, well, I don't know if I have them anymore. I've been through a couple breakups since I've done a lot of camping, but I got, stainless steel milk operation, stainless steel that I heat my water in, because I'll bathe in the lake, but I get fanatical and wash my feet. I like hot water to wash my dishes in and hot water to wash my feet. While I'm heating the water, I'll put some eggs in there, and then I'll transfer it from one of them to the other and get the eggs out, and then chill those, put them in my three-way fridge, because there's no electricity there unless you've got solar panels or a generator. Nobody likes a generator run, even those little Honda EUIs or whatever they are.
Yeah, no, it is nice. I used to do a lot of rugged. I have a camper now, so it's not too rugged at all. But with the kids, it's a lot easier.
Yeah, I'll do a camper, but the sites are primitive. I mean, there's mostly tent campers there, but boy, when it's holiday season, they jam people in, and it's a drunk fest. I try to go in the off season or in the middle of the week. I haven't drank in about 4 years, and it's the best thing for everybody, and me included.
Yeah, the only campground we've ever been to that was really rowdy, I think, was Orchard Lake, and that's near Sauble River. Man, that whole campground, everybody was partying, tripping over tents. It was kind of a rough scene, but other than that, they've been pretty calm.
Yeah, there was a couple about 10 feet away from us on the beach after dark making some pretty pretty primitive noises. And I packed a tube full of bottle rockets and lit them up and aimed them at them and went back to sleep.
That's pretty funny. But yeah, we you know, can't, I mean, half the fun of living in Michigan is visiting all the state camps and all the natural resource type stuff you can do.
I had kids with me at that point in time, so I was starting to get pretty upset. I was beginning to think that I might end up doing the whole weekend in jail, and I don't like that. But outside of that, usually a lot of those primitive places are really mellow because you got people there that really want to be there to camp and enjoy themselves, and maybe get a couple of guys catching a buzz or something or smoking left-handed cigarettes, and that doesn't bother me. But boy, when they crank the tunes up until 11 o'clock at night, and I want to go fishing about 5, 6 in the morning. I like fishing more than I like drunken rock and roll festivals, unless I'm in a big one somewhere, and that's the point of being there, and then I'm fine with that. But where I go, I like to fish, and a lot of catch and release, but I eat them too.
I hear you. Yeah, I like fishing better than any of those things as well. I like to fly fish when I get a chance. I haven't even had a chance this season yet, unfortunately. Hopefully I'll get out soon, but it is fun. No, I mean, my wife would say, if you're up late at night, then I get to make all the noise I want early in the morning.
You know, nobody likes Megadeth at 6.
I don't know, I'd say 4:30. I have to be on the water by 5.
I do it as a treat before I split. Or usually I'm right on the water, so I already got kayak canoe set up or a boat, depending on what lake I'm at. Because some of the places I go, you can't have a motor.
Yeah, I need to get my fishing license and get back out, hopefully in the next couple of weeks.
Down here I do a lot of sight line and bottom fishing with I had a hemochromatosis that was brought on by a heart issue, so I couldn't eat any iron and couldn't use cast iron. I gotta start collecting cast iron again. That's gonna be a drag. But I was using deer livers, cutting them up, because I stay on a hook a lot better than chicken or even beef, as far as that goes. But deer livers, I'd cut them up in cubes, and I'd use those to catfish the channel. And I like early season catfish. They get a little bit through the summer, but they get kind of nasty. KDAOOE, mobile.
KFABFO. Yeah, we lived in Mississippi about 10 years ago. And, man, the seafood there was great. They had fresh catfish almost every day at the market, and that was a delight.
My buddy lives about a quarter mile off that river up in Illinois, and I don't know how much fishing he does. He's kind of a survival nut, but he's more just nuts. I wish I could get him into radio, but he's ultra paranoid.
Well, that's unfortunate. Life's too short to be paranoid.
Well, what Kurt say, just because you're paranoid don't mean they're not after you. Everybody's got their fingers in the pie somehow. And even these repeater systems, most of them are recorded. So, it is what it is. People screw up and wreck it for everybody. It is what it is. Like I said, I don't care. I mean, for the most part, if I'm going to do anything crazy, it's not going to be on the radio, because I work pretty hard for this life.
Yeah, I always say I feel bad for any person that has to listen to my recordings. It's going to be pretty boring, but that's the way it goes.
Yeah. Yeah, mine too, for the most part. I get into some weird stuff with energy, alternate energy going off grid. I do wood gasification, wood charcoal, those types of fuels, turn it into synth gas, and then electric, you know, well, obviously we're converting energy right now, turning it into radio waves, but all kinds of conversions, and I run, set up off-grid systems. I'll run battery voltages anywhere from 12 to 48, and, the MPPT controllers are anywhere from about 100 volts on up to 600 volt systems now are common, and, it's all interesting to me, and doing biodiesel, I've done a lot of that, and trying to think of some of the other, I've ran alcohol and other fuels, JP5, JP8, I've rinsed them, flaked them a little bit with some thicker oils that I got from a guy that was running a rig. It was a light crude that played with a little heavy crude. That was interesting.
Yeah, that sounds pretty interesting. You know, we're going to need a lot of different energy types in the future. There's no doubt.
The Saudi Arabia of coal. Plus, we've got a lot of oil and natural gas here. Canada's got all the oil sands. So we've got enough to totally pollute the planet. I don't know how much more we need than that, but I hear it's got a hell of a shelf life.
Yeah, that's neat. You know, I'm always interested. I'm still holding out for the invention of cold fusion.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she said something about fusion. I could hear you. I'm trying to evaluate what's going on there. Yeah, we'll see on that, for sure. I don't care for fusion so much. I like the molten salt reactors and that, but, you know, it's so far out of any of my realm of reality. I've hand-wound coils for windmills, for thermoclench windmills, and I guess the commander-in-chief is over there in China, and now we've got a free flow of rare earth products again from China, so they'll be jailing people and putting people in prison and stuffing them back in the mines, because the United States gets an open access to that, the prices will come down. And those, some of those thermoclench I played with were as big as hockey pucks, and you get your fingers between two of those, buddy. And it's fun when you're walking with one in your pocket and you walk by some wrenches somewhere because you can't get that wrench back off your jeans.
Yeah, that sounds intense.
I might have just lost you. Yep, I think I might have lost you. Hey, V-800-E, that's a V-12 or a Les variant.
Connected to CMN Network.
KF8GBB. This is KF8GBA. Copy.
This is KF8FJB. Go ahead.
Yeah. KF8FJC. This is KF8. GBA. How do you copy? Over.
You are loud and clear. I just took out my PHD-75 handheld. I'm all the way back there. Fine.
I copy that. So, how are you doing on this fine Sunday morning? Over.
Doing well. Enjoying the sunshine. Sitting out on the front porch, actually. How about you?
sounds like you got a good plan going. Yeah, no, just up looking outside on the radio and just enjoying my morning with some good coffee. Over.
Yep, heard that. I'm going to go in and grab another cup, and I think we have breakfast on the table. So, thanks for helping me cut this out. 73, KF8, that's the
copy that, and on that, have a great day. This is KF8, GBA, clear and final.
K8FXW, K8FXW, KB, this is thing. K-8-FXW,
you're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
FK8GBA, listening.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
K-8-O-O-E Mobile.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
KFA, GDA, listen.
KBOOE.
KFA, GDA, listening.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
This is Kilo Delta 3, Charlie Delta Sierra, calling any station on the W8CMN repeater. The W8CMN repeater, the Central Michigan Emergency Network. This is Kilo Delta 3, Charlie Delta Sierra, calling.
Chuck.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.